Chapter 35. Swart Sixclaw sat roasting a mackerel by a fire, far down on the tide line, close to the rocks. More than one third of his great hoard had been lost that day, but victory had been nearly within his grasp. The groups of hoard beasts crouched around their fires were too weary to do anything but eat, sleep, or lick their wounds. Swart stared up at the rock, racking his brain for a solution. Within the next hour it presented itself in the form of a weasel whom Nightshade brought to him. Swart found that he had to keep his eyes trained on the skinny, undersized creature. It was mottled, whether naturally or by skillful dyes, he could not tell. But it was only by watching its pale eyes that the warlord could tell where it stood. The weasel had only to stand motionless against rock or sand, and it almost vanished. It was sand-coloured, or was it rock-hued, with grey, dirty white and dark brown flecks? The strangest-looking creature he had ever witnessed. Swart looked at the vixen.
"Where'd you find that thing?"
he snarled.
"Lord, he is called the Wraith. He is not of our horde. I do not know where he comes from, though you would be wise to listen to his offer."
Swart looked back and found he had lost sight of the Wraith.
"Stand still, weasel! Where are you?"
He tried not to start with shock as the voice came from behind the back of his neck.
"Me here, sire."
The Wraith flitted round in front of him and sat by the fire. He spoke in a most peculiar manner, extending his arms. Swart kept his gaze fixed on the Wraith's eyes. The rest of his body kept disappearing and reappearing in the flicker of the firelight.
"Sit still and tell me why you came here,"
said Swart. The speckled mouth opened, revealing two rows of toothless gums.
"Wraith here, you have enemy. Me kill him for you."
Suddenly, Swart was interested. The idea of an assassin had not occurred to him before. He would have liked to take Sunflash alive, but in the end, one way of winning victory was as good as another. The warlord pointed his mailed paw at the pale, watery eyes.
"And what do you get out of it, eh?"
The soft, rolling voice replied.
"Me think you know that. Half, sire."
Swart knew what he meant. He had dealt with rogues and villains all his life. Half meant half of everything he stood to gain. But really, it meant all. Assassins who offered their services were always overambitious. Swart shrugged.
"Half seems fair enough. See yon mountain? There's a badger inside of there they call Sunflash, the Mace. Bring me back the great mace that never leaves his side, and you get your half."